You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I've made a lot of mistakes in my past, and I hate myself for it. What do I do? Let's get into it.
You here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rock.
And Jed Brewer.
You know, today I'm feeling like a nice merengue, actually.
Sorry, we're not on cue merengue. That's not going to fly.
Oh, it's too bad. It's a bit of a letdown.
Yes. We're going to try to launch cue merengue. It's a niche product. But today we're just going to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in your questions. This one says, I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, and I hate myself for it. What do I do? Pretty stark there. I think it's a feeling we can all resonate with on some level. And Glenn, what will we tell this person?
Well, first and foremost, we're sorry that that's how you feel. Second of all, everyone on this particular radio show can definitely identify with having made a lot of mistakes.
Especially Jed.
Especially Jed, no question.
And I think for me, you know, I look back on the mistakes I've made in my past, and there's just... The regret of that just hits you like a wave. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just feels like undeniable, and it feels huge and overwhelming, and it just sweeps over you. But the first part about that is recognizing that we have to learn to live with those regrets. We can't get to a place where we can deny that we did those things, and we can't live in a world where we're just wallowing in that regret. You're not alone in this. We've all had a struggle with this at one time or another. So I think today we really want to try and figure out how do we manage all this and move forward.
absolutely right. And I think that universality of this idea that we all have all done things we regret, and everybody's done big things they regret. Jed, that may be part of what helps us deal with this kind of thing, right?
Absolutely. Bottom line, you're not alone. We can all relate to you, but it turns out there are people that study these things, and the numbers don't lie. A huge percentage of people report, I have regret, and not just little regret, I regret major decisions that I've made in my life. You know, who I married, you know, the kind of job I have, you know, really big ticket items. I think the thing that's easy, like Glenn is saying, is it's easy to either try and deny that you've made some bad decisions, or to just obsess on, you know, I've made bad decisions and I can't ever change them. I can't ever take that back. In both cases, it misses that your past is not the whole of your story. There's more to your life than the things that have already transpired. And the thing that we want to see you do is we want to see you take a hold of your future. We want to see you live into a future where you have fewer regrets because you're making different kinds of decisions. That's a journey that all of us on this podcast have gone through, and we know it's possible. And if it's possible for us, and we're all kind of screw-ups, if we're going to be honest, then it's certainly possible for you, and we believe in you.
That's absolutely right. And if you are worried about the decisions you made in your past, like you said, we all are. At least you're not a person who decided they wanted to study the science of regret.
Yes.
Because that's a certain kind of person that I want to sit down and talk to people about their mistakes and write it down. But they're productive members of society, so you're going to be fine. Again, we this is definitely something we've all dealt with on this show. It turns out you don't end up on the radio at 3 o'clock in the morning because you did every single thing right along the way.
There you go.
Yeah.
But we all like our lives. We've all gotten to a point where we can move on that. And we know you can do the same thing. We're going to come back, talk about that a little bit more right here on The Bridge Lounge.
You tell me do not be afraid. My reservation has been made. You have gone to prepare me a place where we can sit and talk face to face, where you'll hold me and console me in the old past away. No more crying or pain, and you'll show me how you know me.
by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I wish I had never decided to spend my life studying regret.
Metagret.
That's right.
And Jed Brewer.
You know what might comfort you on that? My new station, Q Zydeco.
Well, that would be lovely.
Yeah, yeah. Smooth jams.
Yeah.
It turns out the FCC was not happy about the number of call letters, but they just got so caught up in the rhythm.
I love a little bit of Bojack.
Absolutely. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Well, believe it or not, this is not the week where we discuss our love for Zydeco in some very many forms. That comes up a lot, but it's not the main theme. The main theme is the question we're answering that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com, which says, I've made a lot of mistakes in my past, and I hate myself for it. What do I do? And Jed, love you to start us off here. We talked in that last segment about how the fact that this really is something that everybody deals with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Regretting things, large and small, that they've done before. So let's take that next step of, we did the thing, we acknowledge that this is a thing that happens, but my situation makes me feel bad, so what do I do about that?
Well, I think there's good news and there's bad news, and we kind of have to start with the bad news. The bad news is you can't change the past. You can't undo the things that you've done, and that includes you can't actually make up for people that you've hurt. Life just doesn't work that way. As Glenn is fond of saying, if I burn your house down and I build you a new house, we're not even, right? Because I still burned your house down. It just, you know, life doesn't work that way.
Glenn is fond of saying that as an example about this. He doesn't just say that to people.
You know, sometimes. So you can't, you know, change your past. But the good news, that's the bad news. The good news is you can totally change your present and you can totally change your future. You can make different kinds of decisions. You can get different kinds of results. You can be a different kind of person. I think the ultimate punishment is when we let our past define our future. When we say, because of the past that I've had, I can only have a certain kind of future. And that's right out. We don't want to see you limiting yourself in that way.
That's totally true. And Glenn, the guys we work with in our day job, which is a Christian ministry, working with guys coming out of jail, men and women coming out of addiction, I think one of the things we've noticed that gets them caught up about this kind of stuff is the idea, exactly what Jed's pointing to, of trying to go back and get back to zero before they can move forward. I have to go, everything I did bad to someone, I have to go totally deal with that before I can start moving forward and living a new life. And I wonder if we wouldn't be better off just doing the living a new life part.
Absolutely right. I mean, I think living in the past is a terrible idea, even if it's positive stuff. I mean, sure. We all know those people. I was the football star of the thing. Those were the glory days, man. It's just kind of sad, and that's not it. You know, we have this way of living in that past, and it keeps our present and our future from being any good. And I think there's a sense, too, of recognizing the past. We call it the past because it's not here anymore. Letting it be past, letting that get in the rearview mirror. Yeah, you can learn stuff from that, and that's good. But I think it's about making choices today, ones that you can be happy with, that you can be proud of. And you'll give yourself that immediate positive boost that you're looking for and that we think you deserve.
That's absolutely right. And that will help you have better relationships, even with people you've hurt. A lot of times what we tell the guys we work with is someone would much rather not have the $20 you ripped off of them as much as you being a positive person in their life going forward. And we're going to come back talk a little bit more about how we do that right here on The Bridge Loud.
Rude, rude,
back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I regret many of the things that I've said on this radio show.
Are there any of them you don't regret?
No, I regret them all.
That seems fair. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I know how that feels, and I think I have the answer. Uh-huh. I think this is my masterwork right here. Once you get yourself ready.
Okay.
Cue polka.
Yeah, nobody wants polka music at 3 in the morning.
That is what's going to soothe the pain of your regrets. Cue polka.
I don't think polka soothes anything. I don't think that's its intended purpose.
No, it's not soothing me, is it?
It really isn't. We're continuing to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your questions. This one says, I've made a lot of mistakes in my past, and I hate myself for it. What do I do? And Glenn, I'd love to get you to start us off on this one. We've talked in the last couple of segments about the fallout of having done things and admitting that. The main thing we may want to focus on in this segment is the guilt and the shame, because
yes,
that's really what's going to hold you back and keep you living the past that we've talked about. So how do we start moving past that?
Well, as eagle-eared listeners of this show will no doubt remember, part of our day job is working with guys at the jailhouse, working with people on the streets, and helping them move forward in a closer relationship with God. And the thing about being looking at all this sort of from a spiritual standpoint is you realize how debilitating shame and guilt are, mm-hmm. and how they always kind of drag us back to worse decisions, and they drag us back to our old ways of doing things. They keep us from moving forward in many ways. There's a sense of, well, if I feel bad about what I did enough, then it will keep me from doing it again. And that sort of that negative reinforcement element of that never quite works. It's more important to, as you move forward, to try and put that shame and guilt out of the picture.
I think that's a really, really important point. And Jed, can you expand on that a little bit for us, for this misguided notion that we're going to use the guilt and the shame to propel us forward versus what we get when we just learn to let go of it?
Absolutely. The guilt and the shame, in a weird way, will make you make more mistakes.
Yeah.
It's an odd thing, but it's true. Your worst fears make your worst fears come true. Mm-hmm. If you feel guilty and ashamed, you're going to wind up doing more shameful things. I know that sounds weird. I promise you it's true. Here's the thing we'd like to challenge you to do. Get a piece of paper, get a pencil or a pen, and try and start writing down. If your past was erased, if you woke up tomorrow and you just couldn't remember the bad things that you had done, what would you do? What kind of job would you work? What kind of education would you get? Where would you live? What kind of person would you want to be if it was just all erased and you could completely start over? And then the thing we want to encourage you to do as a challenge is to ask yourself, when you look at the items on that list, what really stands in the way? Whether it's the job or the education, the living situation, what's the practical steps? What really stands in the way? Because I think what you'll find is it's not very much. You can begin pursuing that life, and we want that for you.
That's exactly right. The idea, I think, that gets a lot of people caught in the guilt and shame, caught in this idea of regrets, is the concept that I've dug myself into the hole. So I have to do so much just to get back to being where the average person who's never made these mistakes is. As we're pointing out here, everyone has their stuff, and any positive step is a positive step.
Yeah.
You shouldn't let the idea of what you've done in your past stop you from moving forward. We want you to move forward. We want that forward. We'll be back to talk a little bit more about that right here on The Bridge Loud.
Things up, it's easy. is Glenn from the Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt Cain. I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
You're listening to Perspectives.
Well,
that's right.
It's about the right time.
That's right. It's 3 in the a.m.
Yeah, the 90s were funny, guys, if you ever get a chance to catch one of those best of SNL compilations. A lot of good stuff on there.
Yeah.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I've floated out a lot of good ideas, but I think Q-Talk, that may be the winner, I think, because that's what I'm getting from you. So we're launching an all-talk station.
That's right.
And I think Q-Talk is a winner.
Jed, do you think that Glenn just in that moment invented the idea of a talk radio station?
Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
Oh, well, we're going to be rich.
Yay!
We're going to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, I've made a lot of mistakes in my past, and I hate myself for it. What do I do? Now, if we launch Q-Talk, the revolutionary idea of a radio station where it's all talking.
Yeah.
Talk radio, if you will.
Ooh, that's
like the sound of that.
We're going to need some programming to fill it out.
Sure,
so I think a nice 3-hour block in the afternoon just for the secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
But for now, we only have the one segment on the one show. And Glenn, as we mentioned, this is something a lot of the guys we work with in our day job deal with almost universally. So what do you tell them to try to get them to move on to the next step?
Well, part of what the person writing in this question is talking about is how they hate themselves. But it's important for us to recognize in a spiritual sense, if we're looking at that spiritual perspective, that God knows and sees everything that we do, and that he understands based on that he has infinite understanding. Therefore, he doesn't hate us for these decisions because he understands them, and that forgiveness is available for that, and that slate can be wiped clean, at least with God. So that right away, that gets us out of this thing of I have to live with my past, I have to be that person moving forward, as opposed to drawing a line in the sand and saying, okay, now I'm making a decision to live a different life. I'm forgiven, so I have a different perspective. I have a different hope and different possibilities moving forward. And I think what that will do is give you a sense of energy and drive and hope for making the changes. And you need that because change is tough.
It's absolutely true. The thing we've come back to over and over again in this episode is the idea of letting go of the past and not letting that define you. That really is what we're talking about here. That kind of is, we work at a Christian ministry. That is the bedrock of the Christian faith, is that it's Jesus took all that stuff, so you don't have to worry about it anymore. It says, the Bible actually says that it's separated as far as the East is from the West, all the bad things you ever did, which is a pretty good deal for us, because you're listening to three people who've screwed up in a wide and impressive number of ways. But we don't have to live with the consequences of that in a spiritual way, as Glenn's talking about, because that was taken away. That's definitely what allows us to do what we do and be the kind of guys we are. And if you're interested in it, the same is available to you. If you want to talk more about that, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
I was singing deep in sin, from the peaceful shore.